I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Saving the Amazon is, and has always been, about trees and wildlife and the indigenous people who live in it. But the giant rainforest at the heart of South America is also a key factor in the global climate. And that's become more and more important as we humans continue to alter the climate. Now there are signs that as we chip away at the forest, it's losing its ability to help us fight climate change. We're taking a deep dive this week into what's going on in the Brazilian Amazon and why it matters to all of us. Today, reporter Sam Eaton looks at some of the reasons deforestation there is so hard to tackle.
Last October, a mob of angry miners paraded through the streets of Humaita in Brazil's northwestern Amazonas state. They were headed for the local office of Brazil's environmental agency, called IBAMA, which polices deforestation in the Amazon. Agents there had recently shut down an illegal mining operation in a nearby forest reserve. This was payback. The incident was captured on a cell phone video. In an instant, the field offices and six IBAMA trucks went up in flames. The agents escaped unharmed. This was no spontaneous eruption of violence. IBAMA officials say it was started by the town's mayor and several other local politicians who hosted a barbecue with free alcohol and then encouraged the miners to attack IBAMA. The politicians were arrested but later released.
When you stop an exploration forestal,
IBAMA agent Evandro Carlos Selva says when you're in the business of stopping illegal deforestation, conflicts like this happen all the time. A mob burned one of Selva's trucks last year near his office in Mato Grosso, and he's dodged threatening ambushes. The threats and attacks do scare him, he says, but he transfers that fear into being cautious. Mato Grosso is Brazil's third largest state. It lies on the southern edge of the Amazon forest, dead center in Brazil's so-called arc of deforestation, where illegal logging is rampant. But Silva says his office has just four agents to patrol an area the size of Florida. Three of them are set to retire next year, and Silva says they're unlikely to be replaced after deep cuts to the agency's budget. Truthfully, he says, the agency is in a collapse situation. The budget cuts have been blamed on Brazil's economic crisis, but they were pushed by President Michel Temer, who's an ally of the powerful agribusiness interests in Congress, ruralistas, as they're called. But budget troubles aside, Selva says few here in the Amazon region comply with deforestation laws anyway.
Porque não há,
because, he says, there is no fear of being punished.
De ser punido.
The room in the back of Selva's office offers a window into why, perhaps. It's full of shelves, stacked floor to ceiling with green and blue folder boxes. Selva grabs one of them. Like all the others, it's stuffed full of fines for illegal cutting.
Das multas aplicadas.
Fines, Selva says, most of which are never paid.
Dos autos aplicados.
And why would they be, when the government last March forgave more than $2 billion in past fines? It was a powerful signal that no one will be held accountable for breaking the law. The signal seems to be being received. Deforestation rates jumped almost 30% in 2016, eased up somewhat last year, and seem to be rising steeply again this year. The sound of a large truck passing outside interrupts our interview.
Meat.
Meat, Selva says. A cattle truck. He says that's the easiest way to identify what stage of deforestation an Amazon town is in. Just look at the trucks. Logging trucks for the first stage, cattle for the second, after the trees are gone, and then the soy trucks. In northern Mato Grosso's agricultural boomtown, Sinope, about 1,000 trucks a day head north to the soybean export warehouses on tributaries to the Amazon River to feed the booming international demand for soy. Sinope's brief history includes all three of those stages, from forest to logging town in the 70s to cattle ranches in the 80s to today's mechanized soy plantations. The kinds of places that have brought wealth to early settlers like Jaime Ferrignon. We came here to clear the forest, Ferrignon says, to turn this nearly abandoned land into a productive area. Now, Ferrignon owns an 8,000-acre soy farm here. A giant combine harvester rumbles by. Ferrignon taps a cigarette and lights up as we wait. He came here in the last days of Brazil's military dictatorship in the 1980s, and he says he's nostalgic for that time.
Fomos enganados por o próximo governo que entrou falando.
We were cheated by the next government, he says, when Brazil became a democracy. He's referring to a change in Brazil's environmental laws. Before, Amazon landowners had to keep the forest standing on half their land. But after the dictatorship, that was increased to 80%.
As leis que estão bloqueando nós.
It's the laws that are blocking us, Farinhon says. But things are looking up for him and other ruralistas. President Temer and the ruralistas are doing their best to dismantle those laws. And a new ruralista-aligned candidate is the leading contender in next week's presidential election. Jair Bolsonaro is a tough-talking right-wing populist who's often referred to as Brazil's Trump.
Nós dependemos, nós vamos conseguir Trump aqui também, né, pá? Trump?
Maybe we'll get a Trump here too, Farinhon says, to set this country straight. And that could send deforestation rates in the Amazon soaring again. This, just as scientists are increasingly alarmed that tree cutting and other changes to the Amazon are starting to have global effects. For decades, the vast forest has helped suck up huge amounts of CO2 pollution from the atmosphere. But recently, that process seems to have stopped, maybe even reversed. And that threatens one of the planet's most powerful buffers against even more dangerous climate change.
Bom dia. Falar com o seu Jaime.
The ruralistas I spoke with deny that deforestation is a problem in Brazil. They insist that agriculture is not the villain when it comes to climate change.
Eu acho que esse movimento ambientalista.
Ilson Redivo is the head of the Farmers Union in Sinope and also a soy farmer. He says the environmental movement wants to break the development of Brazil.
A minha propriedade tem que ser lucrativa. Se eu tenho que
Redivo says the requirement to keep 80% of his land as forest is nonsense. But if the rest of the world wants him to do that, then he says the rest of the world should foot the bill.
O ambiente também tem que ser dividido com todos.
Meanwhile, the forest continues to fall. And Ibama agent Evandro Silva says his job of preventing deforestation these days is a little like trying to dry a block of ice with a towel.
O trabalho que você fez, você enxuga ele, daqui a pouco ele tá.
You dry it, he says, and then it starts to melt again. And then you have to do it all over again, until the ice, or the forest, is completely gone. For the world, Sam Eaton, Mato Grosso, Brazil.
Tomorrow, Sam heads out with a group of indigenous forest defenders fighting to protect their land. You'll want to come back for that. Our stories from the Amazon this week are part of a partnership with The Nation magazine and the PBS NewsHour, with support from the Pulitzer Center and the Society of Environmental Journalists. You can catch up with the rest of Sam's stories and see some pretty spectacular photos and video at theworld.org/Amazon.